My guest today is Sally Gartry, who works as one of the organisers of the three-day Ixford Open Air Music Festival. Sally, I think you've been involved with the festival for quite some time, haven't you?
Yes, I remember it being set up first some 20 years ago when I was just a kid, and I think it was 14 years ago that I went for the first time myself. I made my parents take me, and then I went absolutely every year after that. I was asked to join the team of organisers 8 years ago, and I can't imagine ever stopping now.
And I guess you've seen some changes over the years.
If you look at the festival these days, in the evening, there are twinkling candles and little fires almost as far as the eye can see, spread across several fields. There's always been a lovely atmosphere once the sun goes down, but in the early days, the whole thing fitted into just one field, and it wasn't a big one either, just enough for everyone's tents and the stage. That's been the biggest change, although, of course, all the performances were in the open air then too. There was no covered stage.
Any regrets for the way things have changed?
Not really, and the big name bands expect high quality facilities these days. Actually, if you ask me, the performers are perhaps reducing in importance for audiences in some ways, and that's a shame. There are more and more stalls appearing selling exotic foods, and you almost get the feeling that's what a lot of the crowd have come for. Although there's always been those who just want the souvenir T-shirt, of course, to say they've been.
But there's still a lot to be enjoyed, surely.
Definitely. There's some great music, although I'm not so keen on the way it's broadened out into pop music myself. But there's something for everybody at the end of the day. It's the company that really makes it for me. Everyone just seems so calm and ready just to have a good time. These days, though, I have to say, I tend to wander back to my tent and fall asleep not much after midnight. I can't keep going all night like some of the others, or like I used to.
Anything you'd like to change about it?
Well, we can't control the weather, and it's been rather wet some years, leading some people to suggest moving everything indoors, but that would spoil the fun for me. I do wish, though, that we could persuade more people to leave their cars at home, because congestion's a real headache. We do state really clearly on the adverts that we'd rather everyone used public transport, but they take no notice. It's strange, because the adverts are quite effective in other ways.
Any good stories about the stars?
Sure, we've had so many musicians here, and a lot of them have gone on to become very famous. Whether because of the festival or not, I couldn't say. One guy, I remember, let's not use his name here, agreed to come back and play for a very modest fee. He played his set, and then some more, and then joined in with some of the other guys. And he just didn't seem to want to leave the stage. Afterwards, he said he just loved being here. And I think a lot of them feel that way about the festival.
So what of the festival's future, Sally?
I think we've achieved the optimum size, actually. The programme of performances is as full as it can get, realistically, and I imagine we'll always resist the idea of being broadcast on television, because that's just not what we're about. So I personally wouldn't be in favour of expanding things further. Though, of course, that's not just up to me, and there are those who'd like to go to 4 days or bring in another field. I guess we should be happy that it carries on being so successful.
Indeed. Thanks, Sally.
Now play the recording again.